Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kweze kuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 24 kumfumfu 2022. Igama ngontungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Elu Zimbabwe libikwa liyilo elihamba phambili kulawo wonke amazwe omhlaba kudaba lokukhwela mahlayana kwentengo lokudula kwezinto. Amabandla aphikisayo athi lanxa ukhetho lwama-by-elections solwedlule aphatheke kabi ngodlakela oluqhamuke insiza lasemathobo. Inhlanganiso ye-Post-Independence Survivors Trust ithi kayivumelani lendlela uMongameli Mnangagwa aphatha ngayo udaba lwegugurawundi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Eli Zimbabwe yilo elihamba phambili emhlabeni wonke jikelele kudaba lokukhwela kwentengo yezinto lokudula kwazo i-inflation ngesiNgisi. Lokhu kuvezwe ingcwethi yaseMelika ehlaziya ezenotho uProfessor Steve Hanks. Kumbiko wethu leizolo uHank uthela nxa uhulumende weZimbabwe esithi inflation ku-285%. Isilinganiso esiqondileyo ngesamakhulu phose amane 393%. UHank uthi eleCuba lihlezi kuzinga lesibili lilandelwa ngeleGhana kuzinga lesithathu. Ukhuthaze njalo uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi amise ukusetshenziswa kwemali yeZimbabwe kusetshenziswe eMelika kuphela ukuze umnotho uvuke. Sibuze ingcwethi ehlaziya ezenotho uMnumzana Reggie Shoko ukuthi uvumelana loMnumzana Hank na.
Kulento ezimbili of the sixes ubana uProfessor Hank yena nxa ikhakhulate inflation ufakani ufaka njani ngoba eZimbabwean situation nxa sekhangele i-complicated in one. We're in a multi-currency system. So you factor in US dollar, you factor in the local currency. And as it stands at the moment, there seems to be an improved circulation or use of the local currency because of a number of issues. One being that most people are paid by RTGS, and the rate to some extent has managed to play over around at a consistent planning. Stage. On the US dollar side, there's also a slightly movement in terms of even the prices in terms of US dollars, largely because of the limitation and the circulation of the money on the market. So, mood uti yena usebenzana until aphumelele emergency formula. Yes, from that point of view, you have seen how they calculate their basket. We can easily follow. And then say, "Love us, Pambela Manga, Lava Bayanza."
When Ngokubona Guaco, Sho, Conjango Munto Tubula is a not on as Kangela in Tango, Engenzela is aiming Ayo Manja Logu Tula Wesinto. Sing up a singer, Pigu Tabalo inflation.
It's always everywhere, economically. It's all like that. I said, formula. Challenge, I think we have moved to this. The official exchange rate is always something closer to or closer or far away from the reality. It is what government then uses as the exchange rate. Business and sectors, they have their own way of calculating their own inflation. As it stands at the moment, what we have as a situation is artificial because we have people that have not been paid for services that they provided in government. If those people are allowed to freely circulate their payment, it will have an inflationary pressure. So where we're standing at the moment, until they address those non-payments of pharmacy services to government, that at the moment suspended. And clearly, in a smarter way that they don't cause an inflationary pressure, we can simply say we are not at that pressure or inflation rate that the statistic agency is providing for us. Because there are certain things that are not being put in at the moment because of regulatory or whatever investigations happening.
Uthi njalo uProfessor Henki, iZimbabwe kumele ilahle idola layo, imali yeZimbabwe. Kusetshenziswe eMelika kuphela nxa uhulumende efuna umnotho uzinze. Ungabe uvumelana layo?
Lapho ngiyayala ngoba asilawo ama-US dollar akwanileyo to circulate in the Zimbabwean economy fully. We could only dollarize in 2008 because all our banks had external reserves, that is, that set outside the country for purpose of doing business and export.
Umnumzana Reji Shoko, yingcwethi kwezenotho. Lanxa ukhetho lwama-by-elections olwenziwe esigabeni eziyisithupha solwedlule, abamabandla ezombusazwe atshiyeneyo bathi bakhathazekile kakhulu ngodlakela olwenzakale ematobo laseyinsiza ngeviki edluleyo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi amalunga alo atshaywe ngamalunga ezanu-PF alimala kakubi kulolu dlakela. Kepha abezanu PF baya kulandula lokhu besithi yibo abatshaywayo. Izanu PF yiyo enqobe ematobo laseyinsiza kanye lakwezinye indawo ezintathu lapho obekulokhetho lwamakhansila ngomgqibelo. I-CCC inqobe esigabeni esisodwa kuphela eMutare. Ibandla leli lithi izanu PF inqobile ngoba itshaye abantu einsiza lasematobo njalo yethusela uZulu kwezinye izigaba. Sixoxe lo mkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo eleduma umnumzana Khulekani Ndlovu, yena othi bayalusola kakhulu lolu dlakela.
Udawo lodlakela babonkomo into vele iyaqala kudala. Kahle kahle singathi umkhuba weZanu PF usukela ibunjwa nje ngo-1963 ngo-August. Yavele yasebenzisa udlakela kwabanye abantu ukuze ithole lokho ekutholayo. Ngakho-ke lokho esikubone ematobo laseyinsiza akusimangalisi ngenxa yokuthi vele umkhuba wayo singathi yi-culture yabo. Yikho okwenza ukuthi bawini i-violence leyo udlakela lolu. Kahle kahle iZanu PF nxa kungaladlakela tingameli ayiwini antobona. Yingakho nje ngale ePlumtree ngale kithi ngale ekulima ngale yaluza antobona yadliwa ngoba abazange bayeza udlakela. Manje babone ukuthi mhlawumbe bangaluza futhi ngapha ematobo. Ngakho-ke sebesebenzisani udlakela. Kahle kahle iZanu PF ngeke iwine ingazange igcilibezele, ngeke iwine ingazange isebenzise udlakela. Ingakho nje isebenzisa udlakela ngomkhuba wayo. Yikho it's a violent political party. Kahle kahle
baya kulandula abezanu PF bathi ngabantu bokuthula, njalo bathi ukunqoba kwabo kutshengisa ukuthi bazanqoba njalo kukhetho oluzayo. Bathi akulaludlakela abalusebenzisileyo, banqobe ngoba besekelwa nguZulu weZimbabwe.
Msakazi, zokutshela into eyodwa, amabala engwe akatshintshi, ahlale njalo. Lezanu PF ayitshintshi, iyohlala injalo. Ukunqaba kokukwabo lokho etingameli ikuvala abantu amehlo, ngoba vele esikweni labantu nabantu bamnyama umphakathi akavumi ukuthi ungumphakathi. Noma nje ungambamba nje thakathi sezimkhuba yakhe, akavumi. Uyakutshela ukuthi hayi bengisiza lokhu nalokhu. IZANU PF ayisuze yafa yavuma into embi enjalo, ngoba luhlazo, iphathisa abantu amehlo, luhlazo emphakathini, luhlazo emhlabeni. iphathi esikhulile kanje kanjalo iya into eyangisayo etungamile ukuthi izana uPhefu itholakala esenza udlakela emaphathini amancane abantu ngababili abantu babasifazana yimkhuba wezana uPhefu umthakathi umthakathi akavumi ukuthi uyaloya noma ungazumbambe kanjani akavumi entungamile yimkhuba wezana uPhefu ayisoze yavuma njalo ngokuthi sibona ngokuthi bona sibe bazawina ama-elections it's obvious iyakwazi lokhu izana uPhefu izawina ama-elections i-next year ngenxa yokuthi bona vele abantu bayavota baba votela abantu baba vota abantu baphethe amandla bathi kodwa impumela isezandleni zezana uPhefu zana uPhefu determines yiyo echo yekhuluma ukuthi thina sithatha lokho abanye bathatha lokho izana uPhefu yebo qiniso leli izowina kungamini noma ishiyo bathi yona izawina umkhuba wena lowo wezana uPhefu kahle kahle izana uPhefu sekungusathane nje emhlabeni
elakho ibandla kungani lingangenanga kuma-by-elections law
ama by-elections kahle kahle tingameli asingenanga ngenxa yokuthi siyabona ukuthi hayi kuthi isikhathi nje ikudlalisa isikhathi kubekhona isikhathi nje azange saqoqa kahle kodwa azange nje sathanda nje ukungena kuma by-elections thina nje into esiyilindileyo yokuthi singene ekhethweni oluzayo ngikhuluma nje kanje nje njengoba ngikhuluma nawe nje kwena khona lapha nje uBulawayo sinama councillors asifika phose 15 asesilindele ukuthi babangene asesilindele ukuthi sithankase asesilindele ukuthi bayokubhalisa njengoba yingakho nje sithi hayi azange sathanda nje ukuthi sibhudukele ezinye kwezinye izinto ezingasoze zisiphathise kangako ngoba khona lokho futhi yindleko futhi anto yokwela kungamini so sithi hayi asilindeni ukhetho oluzayo ekhetheni oluzayo tungamele sizongena noma kuphi ezongokusemathebelezi ezongusezigabeni zakithi
umnumzana Khulekani Ndlovu ngumkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo elizibiza ngokuthi iDemocratic Union of Masses iDuma Inhlanganiso ye-Post-Independent Survivors Trust ithi kayivumelani lendlela uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa azama ngayo ukulungisisa udaba lwe-Gugurahundi. UMnangagwa wakhetha izinduna ukuthi zikhokhele uhlelo lokukhumisana umlotha phezu kwalolu daba. Kodwa umqondisi we-Post Independent Survivors Trust uMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanda uthi udaba lolu ludinga umanyano we-United Nations athi uMnangagwa lezinduna kuphela.
I-peace ithi kunqele ngenxa yokuthi kuzaphambanisa abantu njalo kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu abaphatheka ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe babe yibo abathungamela ucubungululo lolo lukwenziwayo ngoba i-research noma ukuthungamela ukuthi kambe kwahamba njani abantu laba babanjwa abenza amacala kuyenziwe njani izinto ezilomqoka ngoba abanye abantu abaphilayo okwamanje abanye bakuhulumende babephathekile ngeGugurahundi bengamasosha bakukhabinethi njalo abanye balamandla okwamanje sibona ngani konke lokho kwenziwe nguPresident ukuchitha isikhathi sabantu ngobe sazi ukuthi i-commission le indaba le yaphiwa 10 years sokusala iminyaka engu-4 ukuthi ingayekela ukulungiswa kuyahle kuvalwe konke kusasa uhamba le Mathebeleleni hayi izolo uhambele Mathebeleleni collective thange sehamba le commission ethungamelwa ngubaba uNare Peace and Reconciliation Commission namhla sehamba lezinduna yikho ke sizakuzwa sokuthiwa izinduna for ED stroke Gugurahundi asikuthandi lokho njengabantu esafelwayo njengabantu esifuna ukuthula sibona ngani intole ifuna ukuthungamelwa international organization evela ku United Nations ngoba ama resolutions wonke awe genocide eyafanana le Gugurahund angaphansi kwe international law. Yiko international law yengenelayo kusenzela ukuthi into lezi zibanjwe ngobunono, kusenzela ukuthi kusasa kungaphindi kurikele. Siyabona ukuthi upresident ukhulumela phana engumuntu ongatshengisi ukucela uxolo, ukhulume very combative, umuntu edengani uthwele umbhobho ogqoke uniform, combatant ngokwakhe.
Umnumzana Felix Makalela Mafaspanda ngumkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye Post Independence Survivors Trust. Ungumsekeli njalo wesikhulumeli sebandla le Triple C. Seli kubonile na okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Izimlife ithi umkhokheli webandla le Triple C umnumzana Nelson Chamisa usethumele amazwi entuduzo kumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kulandela ukubhubha komzukulu wakhe obeleminyaka emihlanu. INewsday yona ivika ukuba ibandla leZanu PF selilaye amankampani kahulumende ukuthi alincedise ngemali yokuqhuba umhlangano walo weCongress. Ithi njalo ibandla leli lilakho ukuthola imali phakathi kwe $321,000 kusiya ku $642,000 kulawa mankampani.
Studio 7 njani hlobo zama ayithina siyaphila dunamakhalanga lokhuluma ye uyazi inyamangala abantu bezimbabwe mabeloke kusathi izanu lamasitha atholayo okuthi abantu bezimbabwe kati vele banjani engqondweni baphilile kodwa mbona ukuthi khona umuntu ophile ezimbabwe bonani bonkanti abaphilanga kambe abantu babeloke bebhizi ngepart 1 ipart le 42 yezayela into eyenza abantu bayahlupheka. Kathesi abantu bayaxotha kwamanye amazwe bayatshaywa ema-South Africa. Abantwana bayadubeka kodwa lokho eligijima lilandela izanu. Okuthi izanu lilandelela ukuthi izalinceda ngani kangikwazi. Ngoba kathesi ibhizi linika kunoyeniya kunobuye emavoti. Iqeda amavoti yazimela iyakhohlwa ngani. Lina bejelani ukuthi livotele le party elifuna ukuyivotela kutshintsha izanu iphume kuphela. Likhohlwe ngale izanu yeni le. Kathesi okugalo bazikhulumela into engazwakaliyo babantu abadala ngazo ukuthi banjani. Kumbekala abantwana abantwana basemakhaya kwekhuluma into oyithandayo. Abantwana bayadubeka kodwa bakhangele but uzikhulumela into oyithandayo.
Ye, kustudio 7 kunjani lonke basakazi nabalaleli. Ye, ijakala kumahlaba ithwala elikhulumayo leli. Ngiletha udana kakhulu ngabantu bakokondlwala abavumela imisindo yokuba e-violence obekulusiko esingalwaziyo kithi sesilubona lukhona kithi ukuthi soluvela ngobani asazi. Ma kuyibo abantu bakomahlaba itwela kumajiyamfundo abengangaleyo ndlela selisezainto zemzina ukusikokwa kithi lokho. Ngidanile kakhulu abantu emaphandleni abakithi abalokhu bekholelwa ukuthi kuthe oholayo umbani betshiya abanye phandle befaka abanye phakathi bekholela ukuthi bebele kubeholiswa ilizwe lizehluleke ukuthi lizimele lodwa abantu baphile. Nanku phela lokhu bevumele ukuthi bavotele uhulumende owehluleke ukuthi abagcine iliqiniso elikhona. So hhayi, ngidanile kakhulu kuke kanti abantu bezansi emandebeleni laba ngiyamangala ukuthi kathi ababoni ngami ukuthi uhulumende kwahlekuluza kangaka. Kube kanti sizwile lo mama lo we-education esithi khona okwenza ukuthi ungabe lama-teacher esindebeleni ukuthi abantu bemandebeleleni kabafundanga bagijimele kuye egokothi okuphose kube leqiniso phakathi. Nanku phela ungakhangela abantu abaningi bakithi bakholeke basegothi ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyinto esebenzayo kathi kuyinto engamelanga isebenzi. Ngiyadana ngalokho kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga Studio 7 njani. ngiyabingelela ngicela ukudlulisa la mumbiko lapha ngizokuthiwa umnakagwa ufake ibhinga enhliziyweni yakhe ngoba sokusenziwa konke sokusakhiwa so lathi siyilupane besicela ukufakwa enhliziyweni yakhe akasifake lathi sinomsebenzi laphana emachiya emachiya wathi kunesikolo laphana emachiya secondary yakhiwa sakhiwa izakamizi yahlanganisa ziyapatanisa koloko khona abantu abasebenzi imisebenzi ayikho elizweni njengoba kusazakala so nje abantu ababhadala imithelo njengezakhamizi sisenza konke okufunwa nguhulumente sikhipha zonke izimali azifunayo uhulumente sicela kuye azoyenza umsebenzi wakhe azoyakhela abantu isikolo abantu abethu bengavuki ngo-3 ebusuku beselanda isikolo sekwarayi ngoba bavuka ngo-3 ebusuku beselanda isikolo sekwarayi lelupaka ukuze bejike bebuye ngobusuku futhi so sicela ukuthi asenzele njalo uhulumente ngoba silo MP o-useless songelancedo okubuya ngokuzodinga amavoti kuphela so besicela ukuthi angazi azodinga amavoti engakhanga isikolo akaboni iplan lohulumente wakhe bafakane enhliziyweni lathi basifake bazosakhela isikolo lapha ngiyabonga kakhulu ngisazobuya futhi nizokhuluma ngalolu daba ezilonge ezikungenzakalanga lutho cela nje labanye abangabe sifisa ukuncedisa zikhona indlela zeni zokuxhumana lathi siyabonga kakhulu ngizabuya ngibuye futhi msakazi ngiyabonga
Salubonani, salubonani, mbingelela, sihlobo sami, mbingelela ku Studio 7. Sithi linjani endaweni zonke likizwe. Ngiyalithanda njani? Ngithanda kakhulu bantu bakithi. Ngithanda nje ukuthi abantu bakithi la. Ngithanda futhi ngiphinde ngibonge ini. Indaba elisiphakela zona nsuku zonke. Indaba ezinhle ezingakhetha ihlangothi, hayi siyabonga kule ndawo. Sizwile ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu bakithi, abantu bahlukumezeka mpela bakithi behlukunyezwa izana. Kuyakhathaza mpela kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ezinhliziyweni. Ngicela mntu ufunde indaba zami. Ngiyacela bakithi. Kakhulu ngifisa ukuthi ngabe siyavotelana i-CCC kahle kahle. Kuthi manje siziphakathi ngapha emazweni. Ungayenza ukuthi igcine ingawenaka kahle i-CCC ukuthi abalandeli babaningi singaphe emazweni. Ngikhuluma kwalapha nise-South Africa eGold. Igama lami ngu-Morris uKhumbulani wakwaNgwenya. Sendlulisa ama-message ama-audio amaningi. Afike ngazi indaba. Angaze ngwezwe. Ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabe siyavotela i-CCC iwine bakithi.
Ama results ama by elections la enziwe this past weekend ahambe kahle kakhulu ngoba izano ibona ngathi winning nanti imali iwine kuma by elections mina vele ngicabanga ukuthi i-CCC ingangeni kuma by elections ngoba bayalimazisa abantu ngento zama one councillor seat one MP seat angalancedo abantu besale sebelimele bona abamelele the actual ukhetho bangayenzi njalo amarali amaningi bazaqedisa abantu abantu isilwane sesizondile nxa isilwane sezizana sesizondile sotiti sogawule sebephithizela sokuba ingozi ebantwini especially abahlala emakhaya so i-CCC yona ingagcini ibonakala ingathi izawina next year bengavele bageje babone ukuthi abantu sebebalahlile abezizanu bazaqeda abantu
labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, iReuters ithi oke waba inhloko kahulumende weleBhilithane omnumzana Boris Johnson wazise izolo ukuthi akaseyi kuncintisa edinga ukubuyela kulesi sikhundla ngoba kulabanye abebandla lakhe abale ukumsekela. Obe inhloko yaleli lizwe unkosikazi Liz Truss uchiye umsebenzi ngeviki edlule yo. IReuters ibika njalo ukuthi izulu lesikhukhula eliphiwe igama lokuthi Tropical Storm Roslyn libulale abantu ababili kwele Mexico izolo. Singene kudaba lwemelika. Umnumzana Donald Trump uthi ulakho ukuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli edinga ukubuyela lesi sikhundla ngo-2024. UTrump uveze lokhu izolo emhlanganweni wokudingela abazancintisa bemele ibandla lakhe lama-Republicans kukhetho lwamalunga edale lephalamende oluza kwenziwa ngenyanga ezayo. UTrump usuke esikhundleni sikamongameli nyakenye ngemva kokunqotshwa ngumongameli Joe Biden owebandla lamademocrats. Yena othi laye ukhangelele ukuncintisa ngo-2024. Lanamhla lokhu uTrump uyakulandula ukuthi wanqotshwa esithi uBiden waqilibezela. Kodwa lawo ngamanga aluhlaza. Sixoxele ucubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Tim Muringayi.
Hayi, le yindaba esaziyo sonke ukuthi vele uDonald Trump engancintisa ezama ukuba nguye unominee weRepublican Party ka-2024. Yikho laye ubehlala eyenza umsindo all these 2 years ezidlulilelezi. Yena ngokwakhe ngoba uzibona ngathiwa nguye ongakwanisa ukuthi anqobe ama-Democrats as a Republican forerunner. Into eqakathekileyo is ukuthi labo abantu be-Republican Party bayamesaba. And ama-issues lawo abuya lawo yena uTrump akula muntu olesibindi esinjengasakhe sokuthi ukhuluma amanga at the same time yala iqiniso elisegcekeni and abantu bemuvotele or bemusupporte. Ngibona mina ama-Republicans wonke from the lower house and the upper house kungela muntu ongakwanisa ukumela phambi kwakhe emtshela ukuthi into aziyenzayo aziyenzi. Ngoba sibona ukuthi songanthwa sokule far right movement all over America, le Europe, sabona lathi e-Italy sebe faka umama ongathiwa she's a racist. Lapha e-America sibona ukuthi abantu abelungu babona uTrump ngathiwa nguye ozahambisa amacebo abo forward.
Ubona ama-Republicans emsekela ngobunengi ngitsho lalawa asephalamende singathi ngama-Congressional Republicans wonke akusenethi la ku-Parliament i-Lower House.
Hayi, lokho vele it's a foregone conclusion ngoba akula muntu okhuluma against Trump in the Republican world. Sibona lathi labantu esingabangani labo, labantu esisebenza labo bebona uTrump onguye engancintisa for 2024 for the Republican Party. Indaba zakhe lezi ngibona bezifaka ngaphansi kwecansi ngoba bona babona ngathiwa iAmerika isililizwe eselithathwa ngabantu abavela from other countries. Bekhohlwa ukuthi labo bavela from other countries. So uTrump lamanga akhe longayangeki ngokukhuluma izinto ezingekho lobu represent abantu abelungu without shame or fear, ngibona mina u-2024 enguye oyi-Republican candidate. But lathi sizabona ngoba sibona kulama subpoena from the January 6 committee ukuthi bazamyalisa yini ukuthi angene ku khetho lele lika-2024. Ma engakwanisa ukuphunyuka khonapho, hayi nguye vele oyabe khona versus ngibona uJoe Biden ngathiwa is not sure, but hayi lathi siyakwazi ukuthi ama-politician vele ma usihlezi esihlalweni sona leso ukuthi usukume unike abane i-chance vele akusayenzi.
Umnumzana Tim Moringayi ucubungula ezombusaswe. Kwanele Mthwakazi likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30 na olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo korolokwana kwamatukandun.